You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're located in the Peerless AV booth. That's booth number 3429. If you're on the showroom floor, come on by and check us out. I am joined now by George Herbert with Epiphan Video. George, I appreciate you joining me today.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Awesome. So I told you I first laid my hands on Epiphan's products yesterday. Pleasantly surprised to see how user-friendly that the Pearl 2 is. But you guys make a lot of products for this streaming world.
Yeah, we do. I mean, the Pearl 2 is definitely the flagship. It's the big one. But we also have the Pearl Mini sort of in that same family. It's a little smaller and it's a great, more portable piece. And it was designed a lot with the education market in mind. But both of them, we've been working on kind of expanding what they can do, where they can go. So recently, an update to the Pearl 2 added NDI, which a lot of people are excited about. Recent updates to both have added integrations with Panopto and Kaltura. The Panopto one's coming soon, I should say, and probably in 2 or 3 weeks. But those are the things we've been trying to work on. And really, because of that, yeah, the Pearl 2 or the Pearl Mini, we've seen pretty much any workflow you can imagine.
So for the people that may not be familiar with Epiphan Video, give me a little bit of a history lesson.
Sure.
What is Epiphan and how did you come about?
So Epiphan Video has been making video capture devices in some form or another for over 15 years at this point. Started with, you know, USB-based capture devices, which we still make, and really made building those to an industrial level, making sure they're extremely durable and reliable. And we still do that today. That's still a big part of the business. A number of years ago, probably about 10 years ago or so, there was a bigger shift into making hardware encoders for live streaming and recording. And because there wasn't really much out there a decade ago.
Yeah.
Today, there's tons, obviously. But we're definitely still a leader in that space in trying to make a device that's simple and easy to use for pretty much any level of user, even volunteers who may not know a lot about that stuff, and also powerful and flexible, you know. So when it comes to maybe education is a good example of an area we're focused on in 2019, because
gotcha.
it's an area that has always been growing, but now, you know, any school that doesn't have some form of lecture capture streamed and recorded,
yeah,
you know, that's just not even a thing. Everyone's doing it, right? So for us, a big focus is there. But that translates over into almost anything. We have huge enterprise customers that are basically doing the same idea. They just don't call it lecture capture. We have huge pro AV guys who do live events, like here at Infocom, the keynote, a Pearl 2 is doing that.
Nice.
And so, you know, the guys running this show and other companies along those lines using the Pearl 2 or the Pearl Mini in big conference live event settings to do the recording, live streaming of breakouts and keynotes and everything like that. So that's kind of our focus. And we have some other stuff as well. We have our Webcaster X2, which is a very small, simplified social media streaming box. So it's a good step up for someone who might be experimenting with live streaming from their cell phone. But cameras on phones are not the greatest.
They're camera phones.
Yeah. If they want to step up into a real camera, something a little more professional, our Webcaster has an HDMI input on it. But it's a hardware encoder that'll stream directly to Facebook or YouTube or Twitch or even do platforms like Switchboard Live to restream to multiple platforms. Or recently added BeLive TV as well, which is a great cloud-based production system for Facebook Live. So with those, you could bring in an HDMI feed from a professional camera or even a switching mixing environment in front of it if you want to bring in multiple signals. But it's a tiny little box that you could even power off of a battery if you want and,
wow,
and run mobile. So it's a pretty cool piece. And one of the areas we've actually seen that particular product is in churches. In the U.S., it's huge because, again, similar to education,
yeah,
everyone's
streaming.
Doing it. And
yeah,
a lot of times they don't know how in the beginning, and they're looking for easy, simple ways with volunteers to run it. And so we try to make sure that we have a product for the entry-level guy all the way up into the Pearl 2 for someone who needs the bigger, more professional box.
So you touched on something that everybody's streaming these days,
yeah,
higher ed, churches, everybody's doing it. And that means there's a lot of people making products out there.
Yeah.
How do you stand out in such a crowded world?
Well, I think part of it is having the diverse product line, right? Everything from the Webcaster X2, which is a very inexpensive device, all the way up into the Pearl 2, you know, our flagship, which is, when you look at it, it's actually extremely competitively priced for what it does. I mean, it's a hardware box that can do up to 6 simultaneous inputs with full HD. You can do up to 4K on it if you want. You know, it's got a lot packed into it. And it also gives you all the mixing and switching built into it and a bunch of other stuff. So you don't need extra pieces. You need a Pearl 2, and it'll do your ISO recording, your streaming, your mixing, your switching as an all-in-one standalone box. Yeah. And that's a great tool. And at the same time, easy to use. And that's a big piece. As a hardware-based encoder, it's not a Windows box that's going to do an update in the middle of your live stream, right? You know, that's never going to happen. And, you know, we build them to be extremely reliable, still having that ease of use and everything like that. And so for us, that's the big focus. But also flexibility. You know, if we come back to the education space for a second, there's a lot of companies out there that they want to operate in a much more of a walled garden style. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. Ours is an open box. So if you want to stream to YouTube one day and then, you know, have it integrated with Kaltura the next day, no problem. You're not locked into these things. You can push files that are recorded to pretty much any generic file server you want. Stream RTMP or RTMPS to any server destination you want. You're not locked in. And we're a hardware manufacturer, so we don't want to sell a platform. We want to sell a hardware box that's going to do almost anything anyone could need. And that's a big thing for us.
I enjoyed when I took it out of the box that I had this wide variety of connectors. Anything that I wanted to plug in, I could plug it in. And then the web interface, I liked that I could easily drop a graphic in.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to watermark this, it was easy to do. If I wanted to be able to switch between multiple devices, pretty intuitive too, you know. So it was sort of a one box does it all. Yeah. The other thing I was really impressed by was the fact that it was built like a tank. I could tell that it was tough.
Yeah, it's got some weight to it on the Pearl too.
I wasn't afraid that I was going to break it. Whereas sometimes you get these streaming devices that are in plastic housings.
Yeah, and no plastic on the Pearls. That's for sure. And that's important for us. You know,
the touchscreen was responsive too. Yeah. Some of those touchscreens can really be a nightmare, you know, exactly, when you're navigating these
menus.
Yeah,
our engineers worked hard on that to make sure that the touchscreen we're putting in there, is not a place to cut corners, because it's intended so that once it's built up the way you're commonly going to use it, you can do all of your routine control straight from that touchscreen.
Yeah.
But the other thing we've done very recently in partnership with Crestron is that in a lot of places, they have Crestron controllers doing everything else in the room. Well, Crestron built their own control module for the Pearls. We didn't build it, they did. And so we're super excited about that. And they recently did an update to it to add some more features out of the box for their module to do the switching and stuff like that, start-stop control, everything from that Crestron panel that might already be running everything else in the room.
Nice.
And so we have one of those in our booth that we can show people and just show, you know, once that's there, everything in one touch for whoever's doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a big piece these
simplifying
days.
Simplifying that user experience.
Yeah, exactly. Unifying it and simplifying it. That's what everyone wants.
Yeah. The big easy button. We've all been wanting.
Exactly. Exactly.
Very nice. Well, George, it was really a pleasure talking to you today. If people want to find out more about you and your products, where can they go find us out?
Well, of course, our website, epiphan.com, EPIPHAN.com. And of course, we're here at Infocom at booth 2504. And we'd be happy to chat with anybody. You can send us an email or jump on live chat and talk with some of my team. Any questions you have about the Pearls, webcasters, or anything like that, we're happy to help.
Awesome. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that. Well, that does it for this Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other full Infocom coverage, you can visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you're here in Orlando at the Infocom Trade Show, please come on by the Peerless AV booth 3429 and check us out.